Well, things, as you know, moved very quickly at the end of last term, and within a week we'd gone from being a school absolutely full and working away vibrantly to being empty. And since then we have put in place what we think is a very effective remote learning program. Our teachers have had to learn a new way of doing their jobs very quickly. And they've risen magnificently to that challenge. And just as importantly, our students have been fantastic in joining in, engaging with the lessons, and making progress. And I have no doubt that they are not going to be too badly off when all of this ends, because we have put in place a very effective program.
I think one of the big worries with a lot of people doing home teaching was whether or not the students would concentrate enough. But it sounds to me like the majority of your students have really embraced it.
Yes, I think so. And in fact, for some, it's actually been a better way for them to work. So I have a son who is in the sixth form here at King's, and he commented to me that he quite liked, we made the periods longer. And obviously, the distance learning relies on the sort of independence of the learners to a far greater extent. And I think that many of them have appreciated that. So we, as a profession, as a group of teachers, have learned quite a lot from all of this. You know, we can leave our kids to get on with stuff on their own. And actually, they quite like that and respond well to it.
I was going to say that it's kind of like you're handing over a big pile of trust into their court. And if they're
Exactly.
embracing it, in a
Yes.
way, it signifies a bit of maturity as far as they're concerned.
Yes, absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. So, I mean, you know, whenever this ends, I think that teaching generally will be changed forever. We have learned a huge amount.
Do you think this is something that you'll do a bit more of?
Well, I think what we will be heading into next year is a sort of a blended economy of teaching, some live, some remote. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of more lockdowns in future, whether there's a second wave of this virus. But one thing we know is that we're better prepared now for it than we were, say, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. And I do think that there will be a far greater use of technology in our teaching than there was before.
Okay, let's talk about the sporting side of things because obviously King's College is well known for producing very good sporting athletes. How
Yes.
is everybody dealing with that?
Yes, it is. And it's a great tragedy because we've never had a summer as lovely as this
I
one
know.
before. And the grounds look absolutely magnificent. I mean, they're beautiful at the moment. And of course, there's not a single person on them. And we live for the summer term. You know, we live for our tennis and our cricket in particular, and our swimming and so on, and our athletics. And we just can't do them at the moment. So that's a great shame. And you will know that we are quite strong in our cricket. But one thing that is interesting is I've been campaigning for a number of years now to play school cricket in September, and possibly even into October, because we always have good weather there. And I think this year I'm actually going to get my way. We're going to play some cricket in September. So that's one of the few benefits of the coronavirus is that we'll be playing school cricket in September.
And how have the students dealt with this? Because when you're a sporting athlete, it
Yeah.
doesn't matter what level it is,
Yeah.
when you miss a game on a week, you know, just through a little bit of injury or you're absent through other things, a week or 2 weeks out of the game can be really, really disappointing, frustrating. But for this kind of thing, it must be awful for a sports person.
It is. It is. And you know, as you can imagine, we have boys and girls here who are very keen on their sport, and many of them focus in particular on the summer sports. So it is frustrating for them. We've kept up a very good support system of remote fitness training and so on. Our games department have been fantastic in setting challenges every week on Strava and so on. And we've had fitness sessions 2 or 3 evenings every week, which on video, which our students have joined in with, and by the way, their families too. So we've got lots of mums and dads joining us as well. The other thing we did quite recently was to open up our cricket nets and our tennis courts, all strictly socially distanced and so on, and put in place a booking system so that families could come in and use them. And that's proven to be quite popular. So actually, there is a bit of sport going on, even if it is just the odd net session. So yeah, it is frustrating, you know, But it's interesting to see how many of our students have engaged with the remote challenges. Lots of them are cycling, lots of them are out running, and telling us about that. So that's a positive.
Okay, let's talk about your virtual open days. How have they gone?
Well, we were meant to have an open day earlier this term. So what we did instead was I walked around the school being videoed, talking about different parts of the school and what they meant to the school, to the community, to me, and the importance of those things. So we went to the chapel, to the dining hall, to the art studio, to the theatre, down to the sports facilities and so on. And in each of those, I just explained what was important about these things. And we stitched that together into a video to send out to the guests who would otherwise have turned up on open day. And actually it went down very well. We had about 90 families signing up to have a look at the video. We did as well as we possibly could.
Oh, that's a good shout. Good shout. Well, listen, Richard, it's great to speak to you. I look forward to hearing from you again very soon. Obviously, today being a Monday when it's said that a lot of the schools or a lot of the pupils will be going back at certain age groups, how is it going to work for you guys?
Well, for our prep school, King's Hall, this is a big moment today because a number of the year groups are coming back. And it's going to be interesting to see how this works. Obviously, they've had to put lots of social distancing in place. The pupils are going to be in little bubbles moving around the school together. And it'll be fascinating to see how it works. But, you know, it's great to have some kids back in school at last again.
My guest is Richard Biggs, who is the headmaster at King's College. Richard, great to speak to you again.
Thank you, Darren.